Thank you. I like the wise men. Of all of them... Sorry, shouldn't call them the wise men. They were magi, because they could have been women. Yeah, I know. Talk a bit more. Well, I say they could have been women. We know they probably weren't, because they didn't bring a casserole or anything useful. The presents weren't wrapped up. Who goes to visit a mother who's just given birth and is like, oh, you need some gold and some frankincense? Yeah, give me a shepherd's pie. Sit out of the freezer. Anyway, but it could have been women. Eh? I was told off for saying wise men the other day, because it is magi, it? And although it is a masculine word for magi, then it could easily have included any number of men and women. Anyway, so the magi come and visit Jesus. I've got a quick question for us this morning, which is, what, if you've got one, is your New Year's resolution? If you haven't got one this year, then have you ever tried setting one in the past? So quick question to discuss, think about, New Year's resolution, what was your one this year? Have you ever had one previously? There we go. Don't know how helpful they are, the New Year's resolutions. What do we want to aim for this year? I suppose most of us would probably have some similar ones, wouldn't we? Like, try and get a bit healthier. Try and do something different with our brain, be that learning another language or trying to just like use our brain a little bit more. Maybe on a spiritual aspect. I imagine many of us want to hear from God a little bit more. We want to spend some more time with God, be that through different means, or want to get a sense of what God's up to. And I suppose that's one of the reasons that I really like the wise men, sorry, the magi, that they inspire me, I suppose, because when you read through the Christmas story, then it's obvious that God is communicating in all kinds of different ways to different people. And the question is, will you listen to him? The question is, will you listen to him? That God wants to speak to the people in the Christmas story, and he's going to speak to you in a language you understand. We spoke a bit about this a few weeks ago, that God speaks to the shepherds through the music of the angels. And for some of us here this morning, we encounter God best through the music. Margaret prayed for it this morning. For Mary and Joseph, then God speaks to them through divine visions of an angel. And some of us would love that. I don't know if I would love to see an angel. I don't know, maybe it would be a bit scary. But some of us, we want something spectacular. We want to encounter God in something that we would never seen before. Be that a vision or a dream or something amazing that catches our eye, and then we suddenly hear from God, like Mary and Joseph both did. Then you get the wise men, the magi. And they inspire me because they literally just see a star. I mean, when was the last time you looked up and watched them? When was the last time you stopped and looked up and noticed the God's creation all around you and thought for a second God might be speaking to you? When was the last time you stopped long enough to notice that a star isn't in its normal place? And these magi in the East, they stopped long enough to notice that God's speaking to them. And they decide it's worth chasing after. Which inspires me. For those of you who know me, you'll know that there's a few things I hate in the world. One of them is wet socks, and the other one is traffic. They're awful. Both of them part of the fall, we can only assume. Not recorded in Genesis, but I think that's a fair comment. And it does mean, I mean, it's not very good. Charity doesn't like it, because Charity quite likes like going on longer journeys and like getting in the car and going, and I hate it, which is why the last week I've basically said I am not leaving the house for any reason, because if you've ever experienced traffic around Christmas time, it's a nightmare. So anyway, I pretty much, if I have a chance to stay in, I'm staying in. My level of effort for getting out and looking for something is very minimal. I'll just do my shopping online. Thank you very much. And then you encounter the wise men, the magi from the East. You encounter these people and you're like, not only have you stopped and listened and looked long enough to notice a star, not only have you been attuned to God's creation enough to notice God speaking, not only have you had that presence of mind to think that the God of the universe might be speaking to me through creation, you've then had the determination to travel for a year to a far off country to meet Jesus. You've stopped long enough to notice God is speaking to you, and you are willing to travel for a year in order to meet Jesus. I don't know what your aims are for 2020, but for this year, might I encourage you, be determined to meet Jesus. Be determined about it. Decide to set your face towards the west, as the Magi would have done, and start heading towards Jesus. I don't know how God speaks to you in the past. I don't know if God's ever spoken to you. Whether it was through the music like the angels, or whether it was through something spectacular like Mary and Joseph, or maybe it was through creation and nature like the wise men. But if you stop and notice long enough that God might be speaking to you, chase after Jesus. Chase after Jesus. God speaks to us in languages we understand. I nicked this off J. John. I think this is quite good. Jesus Christ came into the world to do something for us. And as you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, you encounter Jesus being presented to us in so many different ways that all of us can understand him. I've mentioned music from the shepherds. I've mentioned the spectacular like Mary and Joseph. It could be your family like Mary did with Elizabeth. It could be something in creation and nature like the wise men. If we read the Gospel, Jesus is represented to us so that one of us will understand something of Jesus. He was the bread of life, so that bakers can understand him. He was the water of life, so that plumbers can understand him. He's the light of the world, so electricians can understand him. He's the cornerstone, so that architects can understand him. He is the sun of righteousness, so astronomers can understand him. He's the hidden treasure, so that bankers can understand him. He's the life, so biologists can understand. He's the door, so carpenters can understand. He's the great physician, so that doctors and nurses can understand. He is the good teacher, so educators can understand. He is the lily of the valley, so that florists can understand. He is the rock of ages, so geologists can understand. He is the true vine, so horticulturalists can understand. He is the righteous one, so that judges can understand. He is the pearl of great price, so that jewelers can understand. He is the wisdom, so that philosophers can understand. He is the word, so that actors can understand. He is the good shepherd, so that farmers can understand. He is the Alpha and the Omega, so that scientists can understand. He is the truth, so even politicians can understand. I don't know what language you most hear God from, but I know that God is speaking to us consistently and in a variety of different ways. I know that Jesus is worth chasing after. I know that however you interact with God, can I encourage you to make that an aim for 2020? Maybe for you, it's just to stop and look up long enough to notice the creation all around you that might be speaking to you of a divine creator. It might be that you need to listen to more music that makes you more attuned to what God might be speaking to you. It might be that you need to go for longer walks. It might be you need to spend more time with your family so you can witness the divine in your home. It might be that you, like the Magi, you need to go on more journeys. You need to go on a pilgrimage. You need to set your mind to something and you need to travel in order to see what Jesus is up to. I don't know how God communicates with you, but I know he's speaking. And I know that Jesus is worth chasing after. As we read the story of the Magi, they inevitably go to the palace. Because we all know that when royal babies are born, they are born in expensive private hospitals, and then they go to the palace. So if you want to go and visit a royal baby, you probably remember it from when the last couple have been born, like whichever one gave birth more recently, I can't really remember. But whatever, everyone crowding around poor people. I did speak to someone actually the other day who was there when one of the princes gave birth. A poor person, like their baby was being born on the same ward. They probably don't have wards in those kind of hospitals. Anyway, in the same wing as one of the royal babies. And so this poor person, like, has just given birth, steps out of the hospital and there's like a million paparazzi there, all sticking their cameras in the face because they think it might be Prince whatever it is. Anyway, because we all know that when a royal baby's born, there's a lot of hullabaloo about it, and we all know that you need to go to the palace in order to do it. And the Magi trek all the way to the palace in order to encounter the royal baby, and Herod understandably says, I've not got a baby here. What are you talking about, this new king? The Magi assume that if God is going to move in a situation, he is going to do it for the elite in a place only a few people can go. The Magi assume that if God is going to move, he's going to do it in a palace with lots of guards and lots of identification required and only a certain guest list allowed to make it. And the Magi inevitably go to the place that they feel is the most guarded, the most secure, the most private, the most distant. They try and see the baby. Herod says he's not here. He's in the cave down the road. Go and find this baby, and they stumble in to a cave. There's a preacher I really like, and she was preaching on this subject a few weeks ago. She was the one who said we shouldn't call them wise men because there could have been women, that Magi could have included women. And she also said, the wise people in Jerusalem could have known. If you lived in Jerusalem and you had access to the same books as the Magi, you had access to the same history as the Magi, you could have known that there was a baby being born in their town, and they couldn't be bothered to go. We don't hear about the Magi of Jerusalem, do we? We don't hear about the great and the good of Jerusalem descending on Mary and Joseph. Even though it was in their own hometown, they couldn't be bothered to go. The Magi from the east knew that God was up to something and were determined to go. And when they got there, they found that God was much more accessible than they thought possible. They assumed God, if he was going to move in creation, would be behind a big guest list and lots of guards in a palace you couldn't get to. And they find him in a cave with the door open. I don't know what your aims are for 2020, but can I encourage you to chase after Jesus? Listen to God in a language that you understand, whether that is art or music or the word or walks or prayer or meditation or silence or noise. Find a language that you can speak to God and do it and chase after God, because he is worth chasing after and he is speaking to us. And when you do it, I promise you will discover a God who is far more accessible than you ever thought. A God who doesn't put up barriers between himself and us. A God who doesn't hide behind a guest list. A God who doesn't hide behind guards. A God who doesn't say you have to reach these requirements before you can come into the presence. We encounter a God who was born in a manger. A God who came very close to us. He is worth chasing after. He is speaking in a language that you understand. And you are welcome. You're welcome. Because everyone's welcome at a cave. I'm hoping for this year, personally, that you can make some of those decisions. And I also hope we can become a community that allow people to hear from God in a language that they understand. There's a little phrase that goes, believe, behave, and then belong. I feel that one of our problems historically as a church, not this specific church, but just as a church, was that what we used to do was say, if you want to come to our church, first of all, you need to believe. You need to say the right words and believe the right things and have the right creed, and we put up guest lists and we put up barriers and we hid behind our palaces. And if you believe, then you must behave. You must sit quietly and stand up at the appropriate moment and sit down at the appropriate moment, and if you do all of that, we will give you a biscuit as a prize at the end. First you must believe, and then you must behave. And if you do both of those things, then you can belong. And God was born in a cave. And he accepted the shepherds, the people that no one wanted to hang around with, the lowest of the low. He accepted the Magi from the east, the ones with the dodgy theology, the ones who are into horoscopes and tarot cards that we wouldn't really want to lead the prayers. But let me tell you, they're still welcome at the feet of Jesus, because God's spoken to them in a language they can understand. You can belong at the stable. And if you belong long enough, then maybe you will believe. And if you believe for long enough, then maybe you'll behave. But we as a church should never put it in a different order. We don't want to expect people to believe first. We certainly don't expect people to behave first. You belong. I don't know what your aims are for 2020, but can I encourage you to chase after Jesus, Can I encourage you to listen to him in a language that you understand, be that music or art or walks or noise or preaching or prayers or silence or nature? Can you know that you are welcome? That there are no barriers between you and God and us as a community? Let's welcome everyone. Even the Magi from the East with their dodgy theologies. They can know they belong. And we're going to help them believe. And maybe one day we'll all learn to behave. Let's pray. Father, we recognise that we are all on a journey of some type. We want to choose for this next year to set our compass towards you. Jesus, you are worth chasing after. We want to learn more about you. We want to become more like you. We thank you that you speak to us in a language we can understand. I pray this year that we wouldn't put our barriers between ourselves and you, that we would know we are welcome, that we would listen to what you are saying to us, that we would be determined to hear from you, Father. We thank you for the story of the Magi. We ask that we would follow in their footsteps. We would follow the star, that we would chase after Jesus. We thank you that you welcome us with open arms when we do. In Jesus' name. Amen.